Good morning. In the middle of John chapter 15 comes this short sentence from Jesus. He had been talking about his commands and keeping his commands and so on, and also about love in that chapter. But comes this short one: "But I have called you friends." Sometimes we are truly amazed at certain happenings in our lives. Take, for instance, when you hear about our mission work overseas. Aren't you amazed that you are a part of that? Witnessing the birth of your own child is also said to be an amazing thing. When my children were born, we were not allowed that privilege. We weren't even allowed to get close to the birthing place. Getting your first look at the Statue of Liberty is said to be amazing. And I know that the first look at the Grand Canyon is also very amazing. The fact is that amazing things happen around us all the time. The only thing that keeps us from being amazed by them is that we don't know they are happening, or maybe we don't care. But for example, look to your right. Now look to your left. In that short time, two or three totally different sights entered your eyes, went to your brain as a picture of some sort, and then changed again to a totally different picture almost seamlessly. Pretty amazing. Take sound, for instance. Can you see it? Yet we know it exists invisibly because God made us with ears in order to hear this invisible phenomenon. And as amazing as this physical world is that we live in, the spiritual world is even more amazing. There is probably an angel sitting next to you invisibly because God says that He has given His angels charge over you. You can't see them, but they are there as surely as sound and sight exist, even though we can't see them. The Bible is full of amazing things, but none more amazing than that mentioned in our text. Jesus calls us His friends. Think about that for a minute. Friends. Look at Jesus. Now look at ourselves. He even calls Judas friend, even as Judas was betraying Him. This amazing thing was not true by nature. When we were born, each of us was God's enemy. Romans 8:7 tells us that the carnal mind is hostile to God. We were not neutral. We were hostile. We still fight against God because our old Adam. When we are born, we have the desire to do only what we are not supposed to do. This craving is not just to seek pleasure, but simply to do what is wrong. For example, do people who commit vandalism really enjoy destroying others' property? Or are they just doing it to do something that they are not supposed to do something wrong? Very often, we sin just to sin. I know that's hard for us to take. But sometimes we look God right in the eye and sin anyway. Our lives show it. We set up our own gods. We disobey parents and others in authority. We prosper at the expense of others. We enjoy without learning, without earning. We want to gain without working. Into this picture comes God and says, "No, get your act together and do it my way or you will be punished." And He has every right to do just that. Mankind sees no justice in that approach, just hostility. Mankind is not very happy with God. But that's not one-sided, however. God is not so happy with mankind either. Of course, this is not God's fault. We are the ones who destroyed the perfect relationship with our evil actions. We regularly disobey God, ignore His commands and wishes, misuse His name, and spoil His beautiful creation. As a result, all of this, the Bible tells us that your sins have separated between you and your God. In light of all this, isn't it amazing that Jesus calls us friends? Somewhere, somehow, something different happened, and a change took place. Now what and who brought about this change? Man? Hardly. Remember, Jesus called Judas friend, and Judas certainly didn't earn that name. The fact is that God worked the change in our relationship. God sent His Son and poured out His wrath on Him, on His own Son. A great change took place, and now man was a friend of God, because God had declared the whole world not guilty, justified, forgiven. Jesus is now our friend. Jesus paid for all of the bad stuff. He did good for all of our nasty. So now, if you ever find a time when you seem to be without excitement, meaning, or purpose in your life, meditate on this single amazing fact. Jesus Christ, God, considers you His friend. We will close with the singing of hymn number 283.